is Playing Around with Paige Renee.
Welcome back to another episode of Playing Around. I am your host, Paige Renee. We have Josh and Pro Tour here. We are not together, unfortunately, which is really sad. We are Skyping from each other's homes, or our homes, our respected homes.
You have to really make that clear these days.
I know, right? We are very far away from each other. But I don't know about you guys, but I have been sitting home and watching a ton of movies. And sports movies, especially, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but I am a huge sports fanatic. I love all different types of sports, and I love sports movies. So I told Josh and Pro Tour to make a list of their top five favorite sports movies. And this was a bit difficult because we could have gone a ton of different ways. And I'm excited to see what you guys came up with here.
Right, right. No, the more I kept like finding or remembering my movies, I would keep going down. I was like, oh, well, shoot, I need this one. Oh, no. Oh, well, was this one or is this three? It was actually way harder than I expected.
I'm still not done. I'm literally looking at my list right now. And I'm not sure. Top five is going to be seriously last minute.
I know. And so here was my problem. So, and I was the one who told you this, so I probably should have clarified, but I still don't even know. Is it the top five sports movies of all time, or is it our favorite sports movies? Because they're very different lists for me. Mm-hmm. So I went with just my top five, or like the top five best sports movies ever.
Oh, I did the top five of my favorite top five.
Okay, we can do my. I'll do both, and I'll do my favorite because I have two.
Yeah,
I
like all of this. I love all of this.
Yeah. So the thing is like when you do those top fives, is it because you're telling people who you are, or are you telling people what they should see, or are you telling people you know the top five and of sports movies?
I don't know. That's what makes it so difficult. So I think we should do our top five favorite sports movies of all time.
Yeah. So I will say that the first two were a little easy for me because my all time, whenever people are like, what's your favorite movie? Mine are two sports movies right off the bat. So those two were easy for me. It was the last three that I was like, oh, can we make it six? Can we make it seven?
Okay, Tori, how about you start with your top five, and then we'll do Josh, and then I'll go last.
Should we all do, like, our first top ones, or should we all take turns?
Oh, my God, we can't even do this.
I know, it's just because I love this so much.
I think we should do all five together, because okay. Mine are not in a...
You're right.
Yeah.
Okay, so first and foremost, this is like, when people ask me, what are your favorite movie, like, your favorite movie, I say I have two. First one, Remember the Titans.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Coach Boone, you can't do anything better than that. Like, Disney Plus, I've watched it about 5 million times, and I'm still get the chills when he has his speeches and the strong side. Yes. Okay, and then the second one, Sandlot. It has been my childhood movie. The you play ball like a girl. What'd you just say to me? That's right. Yeah. Well, you bob apples from the toilet and you like it. It's just iconic.
Yes.
Okay. Then we go into Miracle because it's just such a classic, inspirational one. Okay. Then this is where it got hard because then I have, again, my two favorites and then I have one at the end. Okay, I'll just do my two other favorites. So then it goes Space Jam.
I 100% agree with that. Okay, so I'm going to have to change my list because we are like totally aligned right here, right now.
That makes me so happy. Okay, then my last one. I got one more, you guys. My last one. Cool Runnings.
Yes!
The Jamaican bobsled team.
No shit from nobody.
Oh my gosh, it makes me so happy that I'm not being judged for this list because it got like deep and then it's like those two are just, I think, it's just so good. It's just.
My God.
Yeah. That's a solid list, like a really solid list.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
This is not, this is not going to go well for me then.
I can guess Josh's. Billy Madison, Longest Yard.
Are you talking about Billy? No, Happy Gilmore, you mean?
Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. Okay, shoot, great. Well, Tori doesn't know golf. She doesn't even know a movie about it. We all can make a joke.
My God, I forgot about Happy Gilmore. Okay, Pro Tour. Let me just say something.
Yes.
So I was belaboring this whole thing last night. And so I started looking up all my, because, you know, I started looking up all my movies and when they were made.
Yeah.
And then I was like, should I do a pre-paid PG list and then a post-PG list?
Oh, because like a 1950s, 1940s versus like the 2000s.
Okay, Josh, I bet I can guess your list.
Yes! Okay, right, okay, okay. So let me just say this real quick. Okay, PG, I'll let you do that, but let me just say this. So I looked up, and I think I'm not going to reveal your age, PG, unless you already have. Have you?
Yeah, I just turned 27.
Okay, so you were 93, right?
Yeah.
So I looked up all the sports movies in 93, and by the way, Cool Runnings and Sandlot were both made on your birth year.
Wow.
Wow, Josh really did his homework.
So that's there's something, right?
Okay. That's that, like, pretty
what,
cool.
That you're young? Is that what you're trying to prove?
No, I was just
movies were on my birth year.
I was just saying your birth year had some pretty good sports movies according to Pro Tour.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree with that.
For sure. And they gave birth to a beauty right here. Paige, the most iconic thing that year. Then the movies followed.
Right. Okay.
Am I guessing your list now?
Yes, please do. Please.
Yeah.
But you don't have to say it's right or wrong. Okay. You'll go through your list, Josh, but just let her guess.
She's definitely, I'm guessing she's going to get three of them right, for sure.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
So we have Rocky in there. Am I right?
That's so good.
My one for one.
What's that?
My one for one.
You are one for one. Only because, yes, yes.
Raging Bull.
No.
Oh, okay.
I know that one.
So I asked my parents yesterday and like my whole family what their top five was, and this is my dad's list.
Oh, the shade she just threw you, Josh. The shade.
I will say that my dad is a huge sports fanatic, and that's why I got my love of sports. So I was like, his list is going to be the best list, and I'm giving you credit here. So I'm just listing off the older movies that I've never seen that I thought you'd have on your list.
So you don't even know the Bull one either.
I've never seen it.
Josh, oh my God. You know what the Bull one is? Can you at least like let us know what her dad's brain is thinking right now?
Yeah, it's Raging Bull. It's Robert De Niro. I have it on DVD. It's amazing.
VHS.
I actually did have it on VHS too. It's an amazing film. But I had to, like, just so you know. I mean, you were close, PG. But I only had to pick. I had to pick one boxing movie, and it was either Raging Bull, The Fighter, or Rocky, and I had to go with Rocky.
Okay.
Wow.
So here's one. I haven't seen this one either. Chariots of Fire.
Oh, no. That one's a little too old for me.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Great film, though. Great film.
That's it. Those are all the really old ones. I know all the other ones. So you can finish your list now.
The not just older ones, the really,
really old ones.
Ones.
Okay. I want to hear your list.
All right. Well, number one, and I know that this is a golf thing and I'm a golfer and all of that stuff, and we're talking about golf, but it is undeniably number one is Caddyshack. I know every single word.
Okay, throw us something.
Oh my God. I mean, who do you want? Do you want Rodney Dangerfield? Do you want Bill Murray? Do you want Chevy Chase?
Bill Murray,
I mean,
Bill Murray.
Like, big hit of the llama. Long. And on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness, which is next.
Is that your your Bill Murray impression?
That's Carl Spagner. He's the caddy. He's Gunga Galunga. You got a pool over there?
I will say Caddyshack is a classic, but I think my favorite golf movie of all time is Tin Cup. I would watch Tin Cup more than I would watch Caddyshack, but I think Caddyshack is more of a classic.
Tin Cup's got a lot of pretty guys on there.
Then maybe that's it.
Don Johnson, Kevin Costner. Where are you, PG, on Kevin Costner and Don Johnson? Like sex appeal.
Oh, I think Kevin Costner is so attractive. That's all the reason why I like Remember the Titans so much, because of Denzel.
My so if there's girl. Like an
attractive lead, it just does things for me.
I'll tell you what, Remember the Titans was my top football movie. It just didn't make my top five.
I'm personally so offended by that, but I will move on.
Just didn't make my top five.
Yeah, I'm offended by that.
Okay.
So you have Rocky and Caddyshack.
Yep.
And then what are the other ones?
I can't believe your dad didn't say Hoosiers.
Yeah, he didn't have that on his list.
Your dad needs to go watch Hoosiers immediately. It's amazing.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. So we're at three?
Yeah.
Four, also, PG, I thought you'd guess this one. Bull Durham.
That was on his list.
Is that about bowling?
Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, it's about bowling.
Have you guys been seeing those memes about, like, when all the sports get canceled but bowling, and it's, like, everyone getting so excited over, like, a strike? Yeah.
On, like, the Ocho. An Ocho. I watched like Jerry Pitt spitting the other day. Like, who could spit a cherry pit before?
You're kidding.
It was riveting.
Is that like a link I need to watch? We should make a bet. No, we should just start being degenerate.
And then they also had, it's called like heading, where it's basically on a ping pong table, but you use like a volleyball and you use your head and you just like head the shot over. It was amazing.
So many things to study for us to do and try once we can all interact again.
Do you think that we've gotten dumber, or do you think that those are really actually good things to watch, or are we that bored?
All of the above.
I think we haven't given them the chance they deserve.
Yeah.
So the Ocho's going to shine.
The Ocho is thriving right now, and I'm all for it.
We're still waiting on Josh to finish his movie list. Just take your sweet time.
So we got one more for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Major League.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Cruise.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Wait, who is? Oh, wait.
Charlie Sheen is in that one.
Yeah. Okay. They kind of looked similar when they were younger.
Oh, my God.
I said it so confidently.
Oh, my God. Am I on mute? What is going on?
I got you on that one. I got you. That's a classic. That's a good movie.
Wait, Paige, so far, who do you think has the better lineup of movies? Shoot it to it straight.
So I would say I like Pro Tours better, but they're not like one is not better than the other. I just prefer to watch those movies on repeat. Like, I could watch Sandlot and Remember the Titans and Cool Runnings, like, every single day. I could watch all those movies.
Right.
But I think that, as a whole, Josh's list is better as classic sports movies.
Now, to be fair, classic, right? That's my role.
Classic.
The really, really old movies. Yes. That's your role.
Okay, can I just interject one more thing? I cannot wait for the comments because Pro Tour put Space Jam in her top five.
No, Space Jam is one of the best movies of all time, and you need to shut your mouth.
Oh, God.
Josh left the room.
You can't say that anything Michael Jordan does is half-assed, okay? So I take it a little bit personal again for Michael Jordan, for you saying it's not one of the greatest movies of all time. Because he's the greatest player of all time.
It's one of the best movies of all time. It's classic. You can't... Josh just brought his dog in. It's the best he's ever looked. Oh, it's the dog on Skype right now. Can we just leave the dog and forget Josh?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, puppy, you're up. What's your top five movies? It's for sure better than Josh's.
He's like, bark, Space Jam, bark. Okay, so I'm gonna do my list now.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. Paige.
I am going to rework my list completely. So I am going to pick all of the movies that you guys haven't mentioned and make it into my top five to make it interesting.
Okay.
So we are going to go with Moneyball.
Ah. Wow.
Moneyball is a really great movie. We have Brad Pitt. It's one of my favorites. We're going to go with Talladega Nights.
Oh, shake and bake.
You gotta kill some Ricky Bobby. A little shake and bake, you know?
Wow.
I love it.
That's a great one, Paige.
Okay, next, let's do A League of Their Own. You guys didn't mention that. It's one of my favorite movies and one of the most popular quotes of all time. And there's no crying in baseball. Let's throw it out to Tom Hanks, too.
Good, good.
And then, what was that? Is that three?
That's three.
Let's do Secretariat. I think it's the best horse movie.
Oversea Biscuit?
Well, I just watched Secretariat the other night and I cried, so we're going to go with Secretariat.
Okay, solid.
Okay, and then my last one, which is a new one, and I think that everyone should go see this movie, is Ford versus Ferrari.
Ooh, I haven't seen it.
It's so good. It's so good. So that is my list of movies, classic sports movies that you guys didn't mention.
We will put these on our Instagram, the social Playing Around podcast. So go follow us to go see these movies again. And then you let us know what you think we missed out on or what we just totally should never have on the list again. And then also email us your ideas at par@iheartradio.com.
Okay, so let's do five movies that we think people are going to write in and say.
You're right. Okay.
I want to share my original list first because I think it needs to be noticed because I spent so much time on it. I put Rocky, Remember the Titans, Sandlot, A League of Their Own, and Caddyshack.
I love those.
A League of Your Own was just such a good one to add in.
Okay, here's what I think. Here's two that I think people will say because I hear it all the time. The Natural.
Yeah.
And Rudy.
I was going to say Rudy. Yeah, that's a good one. Rudy. But my dad hates Notre Dame. And so if I put Rudy on any list, he would disown me as his daughter. He played football at Pitt. So you can't have that.
Okay, the two that I think will be We Are Marshall with Matthew McConaughey. And then also Mighty Ducks.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
You're so unimpressed with my list, Josh. I think you're out of touch with the movies.
100%, I will agree with you. And I am so fine. I am so coronavirus fine being out of touch with those movies.
You are missing out on a great just legacy of movies, to be honest. But okay.
I eat ducks.
It's so good.
It is a good movie. So, Friday Night Lights.
I haven't seen that one.
My dad put on his list Slapshot.
Oh my God. It's amazing.
And guys, we forgot Field of Dreams.
Aww.
I have Field of Dreams. I have both Field of Dreams and Slapshot on my list. Slapshot is absolutely bonkers hysterical, but it's like, neither of you will like that movie even a little bit.
So I asked my whole family. My sister said, bring it on. Bring it on as being one of the best sports.
Yes.
Spirit fingers, everyone. Spirit fingers.
I also feel like Jerry Maguire. Wait, Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I was going to put that on my list because I relate. Like, he reminds me so much of my agent that it's uncanny. Like, they're the same person. And my agent is going to kill me for even saying that, but they're like this, they're same person.
Wait, your agent's going to kill you for comparing him to Tom Cruise? I don't think he will.
Well, just how he acts, just the way that they like talk, and it's the same person. I said that once. He was like, never say that again. Should do a top five every single week of whatever we want to do, different categories.
Well, here was the other thing. There's also documentaries that I just left documentaries out of it, but there are some amazing sports documentaries as well.
I know. I'm trying to see if we left any other good movies out. Oh, White Men Can't Jump. I like this. The Greatest Game Ever Played. I think that's one of my favorite golf movies too.
I was going to ask you about Bagger Vance. What'd you think of Bagger Vance?
I love it. I love all of the golf movies are my favorite. I had to list my top. We should do that. We should list our top five golf movies next time.
Oh, the list goes on for me. Oh, I can't even do it.
Billy Madison.
Oh, need to go to a break. And then we'll come back. Let's do a mental health check-in on everybody and how we're doing right now. And then we've got major TNA and then listener emails. So there's still a lot more juicy things to come.
Yeah.
For as long as I can remember, I have struggled with anxiety, crippling anxiety, to the point where when I was younger, I couldn't even go to birthday parties. And even now, before a social gathering, I get a huge knot in my stomach. I have a panic attack and I almost don't go because of that feeling. I didn't know what to do or how to handle it. I tried everything before and nothing seemed to work for me. Until I tried Medterra CBD. I can truly say that since then my life has been changed for the better, and I feel that I can handle any social situation. For those of you who don't know or who are confused about CBD, it's a powerful extract from the hemp plant most known for its therapeutic benefits. I chose Medterra CBD because their products are free of THC. They extract from non-GMO hemp, and all of their products are third-party tested for purity. Because their CBD is THC-free, there's no high and it's legal. I feel 100% better. I can go to social gatherings without having a panic attack before. I can do pretty much everything that I've always wanted to do and feel normal for the first time in my entire life.
To learn more about their product line, visit MedterraCBD.com and use code PAGE15 at checkout for 15% off.
Back from break. I think that was probably one of my favorite discussions we have had on the podcast so far. We need to do a top five everything from now on.
Yeah, because they're going to be so different.
Yeah.
We have to do this, you guys. The best Disney movies, whether it's Disney Channel, anything on Disney Plus, it's all in the running. We're going to report back on the top five Disney movies.
Okay, and that's like Pixar too.
No, let's save Pixar for just like the typical Disney ones with the little castle and the little shoom over it.
Okay. Okay.
Did everyone see that visual when I made that noise?
I did.
Okay, so you guys, mental health check-in. How is everyone doing indoors right now?
This is kind of just normal for the life that I live. I live a very isolated life. The only thing that's changed drastically for me, I just like hang out with my dog, and you know, that's pretty much all I do. He's drinking water right now, if you can hear him. but no, I'm good. I think that it's getting harder as it goes on, but I have to be so grateful for the fact that my health, the health of my family, the health of my friends, that we're being smart about this. And that's the most important thing. And so I don't mind being bored. I don't mind not traveling. I don't mind all of this, because I think if we all do our part, this is going to go away a lot faster. So it's fun to just kind of stay home and reconnect with friends. You know, you can still FaceTime, you can still talk to everyone. I am trying to be creative with my content and doing indoor workouts and golf tips. And it's nice too, because Arizona, I can still go outside. So I've been going on a lot of hikes, and so it's been good. It hasn't been that bad, and I've kind of enjoyed it in a weird sort of way.
Everyone's a little bit more like PG.
Yeah, I saw a meme, and it said that basically God is telling us to go to our rooms and take a time out and think of all the things that we've done. And I know you're trying to make light of the situation, but I think in a weird sort of way that this is what you're doing. You have to sit home and you have to reconnect with your family and your friends and people that you are, you know, stuck with inside. And I think this is good for a lot of relationships, and taking that time to slow down, to think about things that you've done, and to reflect on how you want to be coming out of this. And we're so selfish a lot of the time. And so to take a step back and to think about other people and to not only think of our needs, we're forced to do that now. And it also shows kind of the bad side of a lot of people, people who are thinking only of themselves, and they're hoarding food and toilet paper and all of this stuff. And I think it's just a good time to take some time for yourself. And we live such a fast-paced life, and we're always on the go, and we never really have time just to sit. And maybe if you have kids, to play with your kids. And when I go out on my walks in the morning, it's so nice to see these families playing outside with their kids and see these kids outside enjoying themselves. And I didn't see that before. You would never see families outside having fun or playing sports or doing anything. And I don't want people to think that I am making light of the situation, but you do have to make the best out of the situation. And I think people are starting to do that now, and in turning it into a positive about something that is so scary, and we can't control it, and it's hard. But I like that people are going outside and doing things with their family and reconnecting again.
Yeah, I one great thing that I have had the pleasure of doing is actually homeschooling my kid, because. And I say pleasure with, even though, you know, sometimes through gritted teeth, but the one thing is, you know, you get, you know, kids 1 through 6 years old, they're always there, right? Even preschool is only a couple of hours. But then once you say goodbye to them to school, you don't see them for a good 7-8 hours a day for till they leave for college. So there's this really weird window that I'm getting to see, in that I'm now responsible for my son's education as well. And I'm going over spelling tests and math and science, and we're doing all of these things. And I am getting an amazing view at this little boy, my son, that I never saw with my daughter, because she was always gone through school. So it's just so interesting to see, like, oh my God, he's so smart, or oh my God, I didn't know he knew that, or wow, what an interesting way to look at things. So in that way, it's just been amazing. But I mean, I'm also going to tell you, I'm kind of, you know, like, I also need, like, I am losing it a little bit as well.
Well, now you know how my mom felt. She homeschooled me from fifth grade until college.
I am dying. That is like, so true.
No, but like, everyone's complaining about this, and I'm not lying. Like, this was my whole life. My whole life I've been in isolation. So this is normal for me. So I think that's why I'm handling it so much better. And my mom texts me too, and she's like, I'm seeing all these people complain about homeschooling their kids, wimps.
It's so
like calling them all out. Yeah. Like, I did this from like till college.
Oh my God, we are literally living the PG life.
Yeah, so this is how I live my life every single day.
It's it is quite interesting. And the funny thing for me is that I can't even really complain because I'm also currently building a house. So like I can go for 4 or 5 hours. Like just yesterday I was putting metal capping on and I was there by myself and it was super safe and I've got a hand washing and all of that stuff. Cause I do take the COVID very, very seriously and I don't want to bring it to my family, but I actually had to, I got to be out on a deck, you know, you doing sheet metal, which is something, you know, I used to do. So I'm like comfortable with it, but I've even had that. I've even had the luxury of leaving the house for hours and it's still like, I don't know. I think the whole idea of a pandemic is just sort of one of those crazy things in my head.
Yeah. And I think we have to also be aware that it's probably easier on us because of the jobs that we have, that I'm still able to work the same during this. I mean, nothing has changed for me and I feel that's probably the same for both of you. And I was wondering if there's maybe something that we can think of that we can do to maybe give back to people who don't have their jobs right now. I don't know if we can do like a fun little thing where everyone who listens donates $1, $5 or anything like that, that we can do to maybe help them out.
Yeah.
Where would it go?
I don't know. I think we can definitely think about it, but it's so sad that this pandemic is going on and I can't imagine not having a job or for all the people who are alone right now. And if we can just do anything to make it a little bit better for them or something, we can put our thinking caps on and do a little something nice for them. I think we should definitely do that.
Or we could do even, if anyone's like a big fan of Paige, we have our office phone here that we can dial out. If somebody like nominate someone that is in the dumps a little bit and wants to get a little shout out on the podcast, we can give them a call and have a quick little conversation with them and kind of make their day a little better or something, you know? So email us at par@iheartradio.com. If you know somebody that would just love a phone call from the podcast, a little check in on them, and then we can give them a ring.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I like that.
You know, just
I think for PG though, you should probably include video.
No, we're not taking any more creeps that way. I got to protect her on some element. All right, it's the office phone.
Speaking of creeps, can we have a creep?
I'm just gonna say my DMs, guys. They are not any better.
No,
I was on a walk with my parents the other day, and it was funny. We were all staying like 6 feet apart, so we were kind of yelling this, and I was like, "What should I talk about in the next podcast?" And, you know, we were brainstorming ideas and my dad was like, why don't you ask your followers? And so I asked my followers the other day and number one thing that they wanted us to talk about was sex. Of course.
Classic.
Dating disaster. And then I told my mom, I was like, yeah, it's funny. Every time I ask them, I just get a ton of dick pics. And my mom was like, I don't really want to hear about dick pics anymore. Do you actually get that many? And I'm like, yes, mom, I do. That's my whole thing. Like, that's just all my DMs are just dick pics. So I had to say it one more time just to piss my mom off.
That is epic. That is epic.
So they want to talk about sex and dating advice? Is that what they want to talk about?
One that came up a lot was dating disasters. And I'm sure we all have a good disaster date story. Disaster. Disaster. We can make that into our new theme song for this segment. And I can just stutter away. But I have a lot of really good stories, and one that kind of happened a lot, and it was my fault. I did this to myself.
Oh, gosh.
So I had problems finding dates and guys to talk to. And I know a lot of people probably don't believe that now, but in college, I was a late bloomer, and I was socially awkward because I was homeschooled from fifth grade until college, and I lived in isolation, so I didn't know how to talk to people except for adults. But anyways, the one thing that I always had was that I was a good golfer, and guys love golf. And so I would always open up a conversation with like, hey, I play golf, or, you know, anything along those lines. And I thought that it would work. Unfortunately, guys were using me for golf lessons, golf equipment, and golf balls. So they would like, so Paige, like, let's go out on a golf date. I'll take you to this driving range and, you know, we can just hit golf balls. And I'd be like, yeah, that sounds awesome. And it would turn into an hour lesson of me just helping the guy become a better golfer.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so that happened all the time. And I, since I'm desperate and I want guys to like me, I like gave my golf bag out once to this guy that I wasn't. he had a bad golf bag and I had an extra one. So I gave him my golf bag and a dozen Pro V1s. And so John from SCSU still has my golf bag with my name on it.
No way.
John from SDSU, where are you?
Please. I know, he's not talking to me after I gave him the golf bag.
Oh my God, check eBay now.
And then there was another guy who did the same thing, but he wanted golf lessons. And so he would text me like 24/7. He was like really cute and flirty with me. But he would always, the only time we would go on like dates, and I put that in air quotes because they were lessons. They were free golf lessons. And so I would just sit there and give him lessons, and he didn't tell me he had a girlfriend for 6 months of all of these lessons, and nothing happened. And he's like, you know, I just want to take it slow. Can you help me with my takeaway? And
are you kidding?
And it happened all the time. And I never learned my lesson because I was like, this is my way in, is that guys think I'm cool because I play golf. And then it just turned into me giving them like free golf balls and getting them on courses for free. And
when did you realize that they were actually taking advantage? Like, what? How many guys deep were we before you were like, oh, wait?
Probably like 15.
We're double digits.
I think it was one of those things that I was like, you know what? I'm not going to get a date anyway, so I might as well, like, get some practice in and work on my golf game. And I'm helping them out. You know, I'm a nice person. So, but I didn't have any golf balls or tees or
oh my gosh
anymore because I just kept giving them away to all these guys.
No, none of them tried to kiss you?
No.
She's like, this is so endearing. They just want to play golf and really take it slow with me. And
like,
just see
we have a common interest, you know? Like, this is so adorable.
You guys. Oh, the reason that I honestly love that story more than anything, it genuinely shows Paige's heart, is that she really wants to make everybody, like, feel good, be better, even if it's at the extent of all of her golf clubs and her bags.
Oh, my God. Well, the thing about it for me is, who are these dipshits? They didn't even try and kiss.
They were in other relationships.
No, yeah, they were definitely. They were definitely taken. And I think what kept them around is that they were actually improving. And so. So originally it started with like one golf date, and then they dropped like a couple shots, and then they, you know, started playing a lot better. And then this guy was shooting in the 90s, and by the end of it, he was shooting like mid 70s.
Oh my God.
So that kept them around. You know, it wasn't me. It was my golf instruction. They're like, you know, I'm getting free lessons. I'm getting better. This is great. I get free golf balls. Like, life is perfect. And I don't even have to kiss her.
Oh my God.
Wait, could you imagine being the other girlfriend on the other end and being like, yeah, hey, babe, this is kind of weird that you're like messaging this girl. Like, who is this? And he'd be like, no, it's literally my golf instructor. Like, let me show you the stats. I'm decreasing. Like, she's literally my golf instructor. And the girlfriend's being like, oh, you're right. Okay. Like, it's kind of the perfect situation.
It was so bad and I was so clueless that this one guy, this was probably the worst one. And he strung me along for a while. And he sent me a text that shouldn't have been sent to me. And he was like, oh, we're meeting for dinner at 7. I'm like, oh, we're going to dinner? And he's like, person. He's like, but I'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock for our lesson.
Oh, no.
No. This one, that one hurt. That one hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. That does hurt.
Dating disaster story.
I think that we should, Josh, you should hold off on yours because no one can trump this right now, but next week you got to think of a good one to report back with. But we need to let this one just linger, and it's
oh my god.
Exactly. Guys still do this to me. Like, they'll slide in my DMs and one is either a dick pic or the other thing is, hey, can I get a lesson? Or like, I can never escape this. This is my doing.
You know, it's all word of mouth. Like, dude, she gives you free golf clubs. Like, she gives you free lessons. And you don't even have to take her to dinner. It's literally the best situation. He's like, oh, okay, let me go try.
Seriously, it doesn't cost anything but a dick pic.
That's all she wants in return.
Oh, my God. I'm never telling a dating story after PG. Never.
I feel like you have a good one. You have some good ones, but you got to save it because I want your best one, Josh.
No way. This is playing around with Paige Renee. This is not 1980s dating dilemmas.
Yeah, that's Rotor, true.
Do you even date? How's your situation going?
Oh, burn. Now she's coming at me, Josh.
Wait,
do you like know what a dinner is? Like when a guy actually buys you dinner? Like, do you understand?
I don't know. I've never been on one.
I'm actually dying to know what a date's like these days. So far.
I will say, I mean, I haven't really like dated in the past, like, 8 months, but one of my worst stories is that I didn't realize I was on a date.
So you were me in the other situation.
Exactly. Like, I was someone, I'm a guy's girl. Like, naturally, I grew up with 3 older siblings. We were always around their friend. Guys were always in my life. So I really knew how to like keep them in my life and not date them. So one of these guys that I've like kind of known for a while, he was like, hey, like, do you want to go and do this? We went to, I forget what the name is, but it's like this stargazing place. Now that I'm saying it, just makes me laugh that it's like stargazing. Of course it was a date. But I was like, yeah, totally. And so we go there and we're like walking around. And he's like kind of putting his like hand a little low. And I was like, that's weird. And then he was like kind of grabbing my hand. And I was like, this is like weird. Like, what is going on? Then he's like, you know, I made dinner reservations. And I'm like, great. I'm starving. We go to the dinner reservations. He pays. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I think I'm on a date with this guy, and I had no idea, and I was not interested. So I just panicked, became so uncomfortable. I was like, let me play. Like, I'll go half. I'll go half, like, all this stuff. And I haven't talked to that guy.
Can we talk about the fact that I've never even been on a date that nice before? And your fake date is nicer than all of mine combined.
Oh my God, you guys, my heart is breaking.
Josh, we'll take her on a date. We'll pay for your dinner. We'll set it up. We'll pour a nice, you know, glass of wine.
I will say this. I do have to add this. I know, you know, like, we have this generational gap here. But one thing that I will tell you is that in my teens and 20s, we knew how to take someone out on a proper date. You know, I mean, and it wasn't that long ago, but like nowadays it's all muddled. I mean, I have a 15-year-old daughter. I'm watching the whole scene. It's all muddled now, and it all means different things now. But back in the day, you liked someone, you asked them out, you went out and you did something nice. I mean, I know that sounds really old fashioned, but it was also super, super nice. It was lovely.
Well, I think it'd be
lovely
because you had to make more of an, you like had to call them. You had to, you know, it's not like you could just like text them or Snapchat them, or, you know, there's so many different forms of communication now, and with like Tinder and Bumble and all these dating apps, like, you just have so many people in the palm of your hand that you don't have to put any effort in, because you're going to find someone who is desperate enough to take you out on a golf day and give you a golf bag and clubs and golf balls that you, why even put the effort in, you know, like, you have people like that who are just going to give it all away for free.
Well, and that's the other, that's another good point, is that it used to cost money, you know, like I mean, in my 20s, when I was just out of college and I didn't have a lot of money, you know, you wanted to go on a date, you had to prepare, you had to get money.
Yeah.
just in case, you know, because it's going to cost you $250 or whatever, or over $100 or whatever. So, yeah. So I mean, I guess PG, I missed out on a $50 dozen of golf balls and some good lessons.
You never know. Well, I think it's also like not just on the guys, but I don't think a lot of girls are so focused in on dating anymore. I think our expectations are so low because I never expected someone to go out on a date with me and bring me flowers and call me, and because that's just not what was happening to my group of friends around me. And so you just assume that that's normal. And so we just don't think that guys should do that. And then on the other side, some girls don't want that. They're now busy on their careers and on themselves. And, you know, maybe they just want to get it in for a night and they don't want to, you know, go out and have like this serious relationship. And that's not a bad thing either. And I think before it was girls would date to find husbands, and now they don't really need that as much because they have the stability in their own life and they're financially stable and they don't have to find someone to support them. Now they're just finding someone to keep them more company and to have fun with.
Well, and here's the other thing, and I'm noticing this with my daughter and like our conversation with you two is that this COVID, you know, the shelter in place, this thank God it's happening like in current time instead of in any time in the past, because like I wouldn't even know. I mean, everyone's so comfortable with virtual relationships that I'm guessing that's why this pandemic is even, at least in California, we're handling it. I mean, people are staying indoors and so maybe that's a good thing.
So what are some tips that we can give people who are virtually dating right now? What are some cute date ideas or some way to like connect with someone, make it cute?
Josh is shaking his head, but why are you shaking your head? You're a man and you still have to wine and dine your wife. So what would you do just virtually?
Yeah, no idea. I mean, virtually, no idea.
What?
I mean, text is as virtual as I get with my wife. I mean, I make jokes with text. That's it. That's all. We live together. There's no screens between us. We you know, we don't even let each other get on the phone in front of each other. So I am going to step out of this conversation.
I feel like something that's really cute is a date on FaceTime. So you guys can make a similar meal or eat at the same time, set your phones up, and it's basically like you're with each other.
For sure.
And I actually think this is a great time to build your relationships because you can't have physical contact with someone. And so you can actually focus on getting to know them instead of trying, like you were saying, to skip all of those steps and then having to backtrack. You're now forced to be a little bit more traditional, even though it's virtual, to get to know someone, you know, take them out and just have a strictly a conversation instead of just going like straight into something else and then backtracking.
Totally. Yeah. No, I love all those ideas too. It's like both agree to make pasta. That's pretty easy. And then get some wine and then have yourself a little date. You know, it's like, it's actually so easy to stay connected right now. Just taking the effort of maybe it's you jumping on Hinge for the first time ever and like just signing up and committing to do a date a week. Listen, I'm preaching it, but I'm not going to do it. But like, you know,
is that your dating app of choice is Hinge? Because I know all the guys listening right now are about to 5,000 more. I'll sign up on Hinge just to find Tori.
I'm actually not on anything dating wise, but I did hack into my friend's profile and was picking guys for her. So I got to know a lot about Hinge, and I feel like it is the best dating app out of all of them out there.
Can I make a profile for you?
Oh my gosh.
And set you up with guys?
Actually, 100%, because I feel like you would low-key be the best person to do it. You'd be like, this guy, I know this guy. He's a creep. Yep, let's get that for Tori.
I'm definitely going to make a profile for you. And every week we should do it like The Bachelor, where we start eliminating guys until we get to the final one. And that's the guy you actually have to talk to.
Who gets the final golf club? I will hand over. Paige, I'm actually so down. If you set me up on dates, I would commit to going on virtual dates with guys you'd set me up with.
I love that. I'm gonna do that for sure.
I feel like this is the perfect time. We've given people what they want for dating tips, but now let's give them a little tips and advice.
It's tips
and advice. It's T and A with Paige Renee. Boom. All right. I'm going to pick one right now. That was good.
I like that.
Okay. Well, let's just keep it relevant right now. And let's do, how can people practice their swing while being stuck indoors?
It's actually really easy to do. The main thing that you're going to want to focus on is your positions. So if you have a full length mirror in your house, you can really work on your takeaway. This is probably one of the best things that you can do. So you're standing sideways and you're just doing half swings, or pick anything you want to work on and just continue to do it over and over and over again. And you can use the mirror to see exactly what you're doing. You don't have to take full swings. But just be smart about where your positions are, what you want to work on. So if you want to work on your leg movement, you can do a lot of leg drills. You can also check out my social media channels. I'm doing a lot of stuff right now in home drills that you can do. But there's so many things that you can do at home, and it's a really great time, especially putting. So I have this yardstick drill. So you basically get a yardstick from a Lowe's or a Home Depot, and you put the ball on one end of it and you have to roll it completely on the yardstick without it falling off. So you can do that for hours, and it's one of the best putting drills that you can do. So you can actually take the time to improve your golf game right now.
I actually might try this, but then I have to go like buy a bunch of stuff. Or I just got to go on a date with you and then you'll give me some gloves.
Yeah, like taking on a fake date and you don't know what you'll get.
Do you guys want to do one more, or should we save it for next week?
I just want to add one thing that's really cool. Like if you watch Paige, she posted one of those full swings in her place. But one thing I want to say, and I've always subscribed to this, is that she was barefoot. And I know that there's the foot fetish whole vibe, but that's not what I'm talking about. When you practice a full swing without shoes on, it's really good for your balance.
Oh.
Yeah, you can feel the weight shift a little bit more as well, too. Sometimes when you're wearing shoes outside, especially spikes, you can't really feel how your weight is moving and how it's shifting. And a lot of people tend to stand a lot on their toes. And you'll feel that right away once you're swinging without shoes on. So that's a really great tip. So definitely swing without shoes on so you can feel how your body's moving.
All right. Good to know. Then I feel like this is also a good one because we're all just like stuck inside. This is from Logan Marrow. Is there an exercise that you know that can help me have a more flexible swing? Whenever I play, I tend to have a tight back more often than not.
Yoga is one of the best exercises that you can do for golf. So I recommend getting a yoga mat and going on YouTube and just Googling best yoga routines for beginners or whatever your level is. I don't specialize in that, so I would say definitely go elsewhere. But a lot of pro golfers do yoga. It's the best way to kind of build some strength as well and stretch out.
Josh, you're old. Do you have any tips? Those hip flexors.
I do. I'm not great at yoga, and I've definitely tried yoga, and I would, if you can do or like yoga, great. My thing for a back is just that foam roller, and just take 15 minutes and roll that thing out a little bit like some dough. But I would definitely, there's a billion, like PG said, there are a billion different exercises that people can do. I do the foam roller before a round, and then I just do the leg sort of on my back, leg over, bend over, and just do the each side. And that's it. That's what I do. But yoga would definitely be that better.
It's kind of yoga by Josh. I liked it. if you guys have anything to add in or you want to hear us talk about, please email us at par@iheartradio.com and follow us at Playing Around Podcast.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This is one of my favorite episodes. I think that they're getting better and better. Again, I just want to say thank you guys so much for all the support and the kind comments. People love the podcast. They're loving us. It's so great to hear because we just have a lot of fun doing these, especially in times like this. We want to make it fun and something that you guys can laugh with us and kind of forget about what's going on. So we're here for you. We're glad that you're enjoying it. And Tori said, if you have any topics you want us to discuss or any top fives or anything at all, you know where to find us. So thanks again for listening to Playing Around.
I heart you too.
Oh, it's so cheesy.
Follow Playing Around with Paige Renee on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.